Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord. Thank you for joining me today. I'm stirred in my spirit, and I've been praying as I've been waiting before the Lord. You know, there's sometimes God wants us to emphasize and focus on in prayer, and I have been praying that our spirit man, that innermost part of us, that which was born again, our innermost heart, our spirit that was born again and became alive when we were translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son, that we would become alive, fully alive. I think the times in which we're living, the battles that so many have gone through, they've been some difficult years, these last few years. And for what I know personally, what I know through a personal contact, what I know through the correspondence ministries, God's people have really gone through it. And I don't know that times are going to get easier, but I do know. No, I believe, and I've got faith growing in my heart, that we as a people of God are going to become stronger and stronger in the things of God. No matter what is going on in this world, we know that we are not citizens of this world. Our citizenship is in heaven. We're in this world, but we are not of it. And I am praying, I pray for the partners, I pray for the body of Christ, that we will be so aware of the eternal realities that we are living in, that we are in this dimension of sense and taste and smell and the things of the natural senses. That's how we relate to this world. Yet there are other dimensions God wants us to be aware of, the realm of eternity, the realm of timelessness in which He dwells, the spiritual dynamics and principles that are operative and dynamic in that realm. And it is our faith, beloved. It's not tangible. You can't measure your faith. You can't put any physical dimensions on it. You can't define it, but it is that's what makes it sometimes believing God so hard for the intellectual, logical, rational mind, because it's not quantitative. You can't measure it, but it is a very strong reality in the realm of the spirit. And I'm praying not that we just have a faith, but that we have great faith. There's many levels of faith that are mentioned in the scriptures, but we won't go in there. That's another sermon. But I desire and pray that we will have the faith to move mountains. Jesus said we could. And I believe He who started that good work in us, He's faithful to complete it. Let me tell you, you didn't manufacture the faith you have. You couldn't have come to Jesus unless the Father drew you, unless the faith, that seed of faith was planted in your heart so you could say yes to Jesus. So you think He said, okay, well, all right, that's good, you're saved. Now see what you can do. Do the best you can. No, I believe He's the author and the finisher. I'm kind of simple-minded. I get stuck on what the Word says. If He's the author, if He started it, He's the finisher. That means He's the perfecter. That means that He will increase our faith. He will give us opportunities. We partner with Him. It's never, He says, you know, He doesn't sit back and just fold His arms and watch us. Neither does He expect us to labor all on our own. It is a partnership between the divine and the natural, between the realms of eternity and this physical, concrete world in which we live. He loves you, beloved, and what I want you to see is how much God loves you. We spent the first couple of broadcasts this week understanding that God loves us so much. He wants us to have a full portion of peace, of joy, of His blessings, of His abundance, all the good, many things that he's promised us, the promises of God in the new covenant, are rich, exceeding great and precious promises, right? Isn't that how it's defined, exceeding great precious promises? All the promises of God in Christ Jesus are yea and amen, so be it. This is God's heart for us. And no matter how the enemy fights, the enemy will always cause you to doubt God, his love for you, his provision for you, but he is a liar. And I'm taking this time because I sense God is saying, my people, do you know how much I love you and how much he desires our happiness, our blessing, our benefit as we obey him, not to see us, well, now, aren't they doing well? Yes, I've given all these commands, these regulations, and yes, I'm going to bless them as they just follow through, you know, point by point. He's not legalistic, thank God. If you read the New Testament, Jesus, as he dealt with his disciples and the Pharisees and the religious groups of that time, he was definitely not a legalist. No, he would actually transgress the laws of the Sabbath day because God desires mercy, not sacrifice, as he mentioned to the Pharisees. So anyway, before I go on a tangent, I want you to understand how much God loves you. And to continue on in that vein, as of the last couple of days, I just want to read a few portions of the book of Isaiah, chapter 51. And this is God speaking to us today, beloved. So listen, hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Looked unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. He's our father too, as Gentiles. Yes, he was the natural father of the Jewish people, but by faith we, as the New Testament says, we are the children of Abraham. There's one new man in Christ, neither Jew or Gentile. You know, well, I had a situation once where they were talking about it somehow as if we could all become Jewish, that would really be great. No, I'm sorry. It doesn't. If I understand, there's neither Jew nor Greek. That means there's not Jew or Gentile. There's a new creation. It's a Jew and a Gentile combined in one. So I'll just stop with that and you can think about it. Anyway, verse 3 says, for the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. Oh, beloved, do you have any waste places that need comforting? And he, oh, listen to this, he will make her wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord, like the Garden of Eden. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. And beloved, I believe this is not just for when we are in heaven. I mean, come on, it's going to be perfect there. We need a little bit of his perfection here. And I believe we have to grasp it and attain it first in the spirit. And then I believe we will see blessings begin to abound such as we've never seen before. Hearken unto me, my people. Are you listening? Are you listening to what Jesus is saying to us? Give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. See, his word, we're a city set on a hill. He's placed his words in us, and those words bring light to a dark and needy and hurting generation, those that don't know the Lord. My righteousness is near. You know, we don't have to go hunting. It's close to us. My salvation is gone forth. I mean, this Isaiah was speaking this before Jesus was ever born. But that's why these words are for us also today. This is past tense. It has gone forth. Jesus has come. And mine arms shall judge the people, and the isles shall wait upon me, and on mine arms shall they trust. Praise God. Verse 7, hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Do you remember? God said he was going to make through Jeremiah a new covenant. I will write my laws in their heart. Yeah, not on tables of stone, in their heart. This is speaking of the end times. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revilings. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Hallelujah. We're speaking to him as in the ancient days and the generations of old. Hallelujah. Verse 11, I'm just reading portions of that chapter. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Those that heard yesterday's broadcast, we were looking at Nehemiah, the 8th chapter. And remember, they were mourning. They were so brokenhearted because they hadn't fulfilled perfectly the law of the Lord. And the Lord saw their love, their commitment, and they stood all day just hearing the words of the Lord, and they had to be comforted. They were mourning. They were weeping. And they were told by Nehemiah and the Levites, don't grieve. This day is holy unto the Lord. Rejoice, celebrate, and share with others, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Verse 12, I am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the Son of Man which shall be made as grass? Praise God. So the Lord is speaking to us today, beloved. He wants us to be blessed. He wants us to know him, to have that assurance in our heart, no matter what we go through, that it's not because we fail God, it's not because he's angry at us, but no, his love is everlasting. His mercies are new every morning, and he loves you. So whatever lies the enemy has been telling you, whatever, you know, we can know things with our mind, with our intellect. We know what the scriptures tell us, but sometimes when we go through trouble, our emotions are like a hurricane going on inside of us. And so the Lord wants to speak calm and peace to that hurricane right now and hear God's word. He loves you. He's making a way. He's in control of the storm. Don't panic. Jesus, you're with Jesus in your boat. He's not going to let the boat sink, okay? Be encouraged. God loves you. Hallelujah. Well, I have to bring this broadcast to a close. Stand fast in the Lord, beloved, in the power of his might. The Lord has good things for his people, things we haven't eaten. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, the things that God has prepared for those that love him. And I don't believe that's just in heaven. I believe he's got advanced portions for us right now, a full portion. Praise God. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. If you email, that's convenient. You might wish to share your mailing address so I could personally answer you by letter. But I will always confirm receipt and will pray for you. I love you, my UCM partners, my radio family. I pray for you every day. And I do thank you also for praying for me and the ministry. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577. Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.